Hello, everyone. How was Build this year? Awesome. Awesome. So we're the last session on the last day. So we want to think, you know, they saved the best for last. So we'll try to live up to that reputation. Can you think about the last time, you know, your app was failing, your customers are upset, everyone thinks the problem is in your code, your boss is not happy, but you know you've really tested your code and it's working just fine. But on investigation, you find that the problem is somewhere in the infrastructure. Somebody had just made a mistake and misconfigured something, right? Well, that's the class of problems. How to detect and diagnose those type of problems is the topic of our session today. I'm Shiva Kumar. I'm the Director of Program Management for Azure Monitoring. And this is Ashwin Kamath, a colleague of mine, Principal Program Manager. He looks after Azure Platform Monitoring. In this session, we'll talk a little bit, a few slides, to give an overview of how we think about this space and kind of what offerings we have and where we're headed, and spend most of the time in demos. So this is going to be a breadth session. We're going to cover a lot of demos, a lot of areas, products, to give you an idea of the breadth of capability we have. And then we're going to, Matthew Park from Signium, one of our customers, has graciously agreed to join us to talk about how Signium uses application insights and OMS in their environment. And lastly, I'll give you a glimpse of our roadmap, how we think about our investments looking forward. And then we'll summarize and take questions. Both Ashwin and I will stay back after the talk. So if you have questions, you know, please feel free to come and talk to us. Well, let's start by defining what does monitoring really mean? What do we mean by monitoring? Well, even in the audience, monitoring may mean different things to different people. For some of you, it's about, hey, how do I find and fix my debug my errors in my code? For some of you, it may be, or at times may be, hey, how do I really optimize the performance of my code? Some people who say, let's say an application operator, it may be, hey, I want to get a breadth view of the application. I want to see what's, you know, how the app is doing, how the infrastructure is doing. So when I do my CI/CD, I know everything is good. For some others, let's say an executive, it may be that I just want to look at the SLAs and the KPIs to make sure the business is okay and my customers are happy at that level. And lastly, you know, a product owner may want to know more about how people are actually using it and really understand which features are getting more usage and things like that so they can make data-driven decisions for the next cycle. And actually, lastly, security. These days, security is an integral part of monitoring. A breach in your environment could affect your app, or your app could be the source of a vulnerability. So app monitoring and security monitoring really go hand in hand together. So to really solve this monitoring problem, we need to address these gamut of needs across the various personas I just touched upon. And so what's our approach to monitoring? We think of monitoring as continuous through your DevOps cycle. Well, what do I mean by that? No, just like you have CI/CD to release features quickly to your customers, you want monitoring to be really a part of your development cycle, right? It's not something you turn on after you've had a critical issue in your life site, right? So what does that mean? So as you're building your code, you want monitoring right there. So say in Visual Studio, you have monitoring information right there about how your code is doing, you know, how your code is actually doing. Or let's say you're doing testing, load testing, or deployment. You want to have monitoring information accessible right there as you're doing those tasks. And let's say you're planning for the next phase of your product. You want to have data so you can make these decisions, informed decisions about how actually customers are using, what they like, and what they don't like. Factor all those things in. So what do we have to offer? If you look in the picture there, for most of you, your roles and responsibilities, I would assume, are in the custom app box.
You know, you're building code, you're building features, you're building apps. But your apps serve end users who are trying to complete some workflow. They drive business KPIs. And any problem could be in your code. It could be in a dependency your code is calling. Or it could be lower down the infrastructure. Let's say a noisy neighbor, another container in the same VM that's taking up resources. Or it could be an infrastructure issue like something in the network. So when there is an issue at the KPI level, you need the ability to go across the stack at any level to debug issues, to detect and diagnose issues, right? So in Azure, we have a portfolio of services to help address this problem end to end. So at the top, for the application layer, we have App Insights, Application Insights. At the infrastructure layer, we have a portfolio of services, a set of services that are part of the OMS, Operations Management Suite, Insights and Analytics services, Service Map, Log Analytics, Network Watcher. And at the platform level, you have Azure Monitor, Azure Advisor. So listening to customer feedback from a year ago, we brought together all these capabilities, all these different tools and services into one initiative to really build that cohesive and consistent end-to-end experience. But it's more than monitoring. When people move to the cloud, often, sometimes some of them have a misconception that you don't need management. Well, it is true in some sense. You know, you don't need to manage the infrastructure and the servers and things like that. But you still need to manage your environment. And monitoring is a piece of that. You still need to protect your data, backup and recovery. You need to think about security. You need to think about policy. You need to think about cost and governance and all of those things. And monitoring is an important part of that. And monitoring can really drive the actions and the workflow connecting to all those things. So I'm reminded of this TV commercial from an identity theft protection company. You might have seen it. It goes something like this. There's a bank robbery going on. All the customers are upset. They're lying on the floor screaming, and these guys are robbing the bank. And there's a guy who looks like a security guard standing there. And this woman looks up to him and says, "Hey, are you going to do something about it?" Well, he just looks at her calmly and says, I'm just the monitor. There's a bank robbery going on, and he just stands there, right? And then the tagline of the commercial is, "Why monitor if you can't help fix the problem?" I thought that was very appropriate to what we're talking about here. Monitoring is really about driving actions. So for example, you can take the monitoring data and set up your scale, how your system needs to auto-scale. Or if your system performance, app performance is degrading, you want to use the monitoring information perhaps to kick off a workflow that switches over to your backup site, right? On the cloud, backup and recovery are fundamentally different. What used to take, first of all, it's very cheap compared to traditional methods. And secondly, what used to take hours now take minutes. So you want to take advantage of that. Or you want to tie into your security information and event management system to understand, to really correlate things happening there, along with the app monitoring data. Or drive cost and drive policy cost, all of those things. So what I'm getting to is, at Microsoft, we just don't think about monitoring. We brought together all these initiatives to really think about the end-to-end experience all up and how to really drive actions using monitoring. Now, let's get into a demo. The context of a demo is it's Contoso loans. So the scenario is we're going to role play. Ashwin and I are going to role play. The scenario is we're about to launch a modern version of the online loan application. And it's a big deal for us. So I'll play the role of the CIO. And Ashwin is the developer responsible for the app. And we're just going to figure out how we're going to monitor this application. So Ashwin, tell us about the architecture of the app.
Thank you, Shiva. So let's play the next one. Yeah, this is not surprising. The application has a front-end ASP.NET web app that is collecting all the requests, the loan requests coming through. It's talking to a back-end web API app written in Node.js, running on Docker on Azure. It's writing data to a MongoDB running on a Linux server. And the loan requests are passed to the backend where there is service bus queue to pass it back to the backend, the heart of the loan application, which is a .NET Core containerized app running on Kubernetes on Azure Container Service. In the end, based on whether the loans are approved or rejected, a logic cab comes in and communicates back to the user, right? So that their loans are ready to be finally take the next step on it. Last but not least, Contoso has also migrated a set of their legacy services, lifted and shifted them, that have to work in conjunction with the new application on Azure. So you can see that this application has a lot of parts, which is the IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS components, in fact, including Power BI.
So it looks like a lot of moving parts. So how are we going to monitor it?
Yes, good question. So if we can shift to 7. So because all of this is running on Azure, obviously, you want to monitor all of this on Azure in one place. Right, Shiva?
That's right.
All right. So to do that, here on Azure, I'm on Azure portal, and I have a dashboard that where I am capturing all of that information to monitor this application. But first things first, we recently did a deployment, a bunch of deployments. I want to go and see whether the deployments went fine. And we'll get back to the dashboard soon. So I go to the Monitor tab, which is always there, right there, on default. And I jump right in to Activity Logs. And here I can see that my recent deployments went fine. I have no issues. So Activity Log is that one place where I go to. It's, in fact, that is the source of the most important set of logs coming from my infrastructure and my applications. And in this case, everything looks fine. The next thing I want to do is whether Azure is telling me whether the health of all these resources are fine. So I jump over to resource health, and I'm looking at my web apps, the Contoso web MVC, web API. Everything is fine. They're all green. So Azure tells that the heartbeat and their health is fine. That's great. So what do we do next?
So you showed a multi-tier app. Can we see the entire stack being monitored?
Yes. And before we jump into the details of the application components, I want to give you one quick look at whether my application is actually receiving requests. So here I am looking at live metric stream, which is a feature in Application Insights. In fact, Contoso alone is using Application Insights. And here I'm looking at live metric stream that gives me a real-time view of a bunch of important metrics from my web application. I get this out of the box without having to write a single line of code because I'm using Application Insights in Contoso loans, right? So here, as you would imagine, there are a bunch of metrics that I can see on the screen, incoming requests, outgoing requests, exceptions, and all sort of stuff. And on the right-hand side, I can see sample telemetry coming from this web application.
Now, can you see traces from the code along with exceptions right here?
Absolutely. So the sample telemetry has it brings up set of interesting exceptions that I could probably be interested in, and then custom events as well as all my traces. Now here I can go ahead and even remove some of the exceptions that I'm probably not interested in. And in fact, let me try one.
So you can filter your real-time telemetry.
Exactly.
That's great.
But there is yet another important thing that I would like to show, which could be useful for us. And in fact, it's a new feature of Application Insights for Live Metric Stream. Let me go ahead and filter and include a custom event coming from my loan application. So I am selecting a custom event. I selected some. I can already see a stream of events, and that I believe I called that event clicked submit. And I'm going to call it loan submissions, if I can type properly.
So this is an event inside the logic of our app that is accepting loan requests. Is that what we're looking at?
Exactly. And if I did it right, there you go. This shows me in real time the number of successful loan requests or loan applications hitting my web app. So live telemetry right at your fingertips to get started, to check the status of your app.
That's great. Looks like our app is up and running. We deployed it. It's up and running. It's receiving loan submissions. Now let's get an overall view.
Great. Now let me go back to the dashboard, which I just showed earlier. So in this dashboard, I have pinned a lot of metrics that come from a lot of these components that we just saw in the architecture. For example, here on the left-hand side, I'm looking at metrics coming from my virtual machine, which is the server that was hosting the MongoDB. So it's taking in requests fine. I see some load. I have a bunch of availability tests on my web app. That's going fine. This is my incoming request to my service bus queues, outgoing queues. They're going fine too. And on the right-hand side, for the app telemetry, here is my .NET Core app, the Kubernetes app, actually, and the pods within those that are actually processing the incoming requests. So you can see I have three pods. They're working fine. They're handling requests as they're coming through.
So you can monitor the container, too?
Exactly. And on the right hand, I have another chart that actually looks at the server response rate of my web application, right? So pretty much all those things in one place. Now, it's easy for you, Shiva, if you want to customize this.
So what if we missed something and we need to add it? Is that, how easy is that?
Easy. So I go back to my monitor tab. I can pick any metric from an infrastructure layer, on the platform side, or from application side. You can just select it from here, and it's easy to pin. I mean, it's easy to plot, and then you can just pin it to your dashboard. Now, these dashboards are easily editable, customizable, and shareable, so which means you can share a version of the dashboard with the CIO or CEO,
okay,
and you can clone them too.
Great. Now, can we dig a little bit deeper into the app piece, look at how the components are doing?
Yes. So here on this map, on this dashboard, I have something called an application map, right? So what is an application map? Let me drill in. So an application map is a topology view of how your application-level components are talking to each other, how the transactions are going through, the number of requests going from one component to the other, and if there is any exception or telemetry happening at those. Again, this is yet another thing that Application Insights just did right out of the box.
So no coding?
I did not have to write a single line of code. In fact, Application Insights detected the dependencies across these components. You can see that there is a dependency from the client side, there is the ASP.NET MVC web app, and then the dependency transfers to the HTTP web API, and finally, my dependency to the MongoDB server and the incoming requests going to the service bus queue. And it's all in one place. I can customize it and extend it if I want to add additional dependencies too.
Great. This looks like there's something wrong, something going on with the loan apps API.
Looks like we have some alerts. So that's another good new feature that we can leverage to see if any alerts pop up on my web application. I can see them here. Yeah, there is an alert from Spike that we had earlier today. But I think we are good with that. But more interestingly, let's see what information does or what telemetry does this component tell us. Turns out there is an interesting exception on our web app. And Application Insights has looked through all the exceptions, and it has categorized it into those two buckets. Obviously,
so it's decluttered all the noise into two categories?
Yes, and you can imagine the second one here is happening quite a lot, and it's begging for an investigation.
Okay,
should we dive in?
Yes.
Again, it was able to analyze that exception ahead of time, and it gave me a bunch of useful metadata about that exception. In fact, it's very clear it's an invalid zip code leading to this exception, right? And it gave some metadata on it, say, this is the failed method. This method is coming from the loan controller. Obviously, it's a code issue. It's coming from Singapore, client IP address, and it's given me the call stack too. At this point, this is a lot of information for me on the dev team. At this point, I can create a support ticket and using VSTS, and I can just assign it to my team to be taken care of. But because I'm curious, I can even jump in and learn more about this exception. Application Insights, because Application Insights used all its smarts, and it has intelligently traced all the traces for this recurring exception. And it has created a debug snapshot. So here, I have a detailed view of the call stack. And guess what? I can also look at the local variables that the user passed in when this exception happens. Here you go. The exception happened because of an obvious invalid zip code we had not handled. And if I need an even better debugging experience, I can just open this in Visual Studio and debug it like I would do normally. And here it is in Visual Studio, the line of code. And here I'm looking at the loan object with all the local variables passed through.
So you're debugging, you can debug a production service without impacting it?
Exactly, without impacting the production. And guess what? Some such problems only occur in production, and this feature is very useful for me. Now, the debug snapshot is very useful for me to do it offline. Now,
that's great.
I can see, using CodeLens, that 27,000 of such exceptions.
And these are exception data, right, coming from Application Insights and populated right in Visual Studio, right?
Exactly. This is live telemetry, and we have 27,000 of those.
Well, 27,000 exceptions doesn't look good. Can we look at how customers were impacted by these exceptions?
Good question. This is begging for an investigation again. So let me go back to the portal. And there is a tool to analyze this exception better. I'm going to look at Application Insight Analytics, which I can just launch from here. What is Application Insight Analytics? The App Insight Analytics is a big data store that captures all your application level telemetry that is collected by Application Insights. Again, you do not have to write, or you don't have to configure, you don't have to buy anything to get this feature. By the virtue of the fact that you're already using Application Insights, all your application level telemetry is collected by this big data store, and it is readily available for you to query. Now, it gives a few things out of the box, right? It comes with a powerful query language that produces instant results. It then lets you build and view it using tables and charts, et cetera, again, which you can pin back to the same dashboard you saw earlier, right? And you can also share them using tools such as Power BI with more users if they are interested in the
analytics. It collects all the data, my traces, my requests, exceptions, all of that, and I can apply, do interactive analytics to derive insights.
Okay. Let's look at a set of exceptions. So I type exceptions, it's easy, and I say take 10, and I go here. This is my...
What is this doing?
So this is just looking at my last few set of exceptions.
Okay.
Right? But let's go back to the query that you were interested in. Why did that exception happen? Let's analyze that. Let's look at the trend of that invalid zip code exception over time and see what Application Insights has to tell me. I just opened a query that I had saved earlier, and let's give it a go. And it has shown me that this exception wasn't happening earlier, but there is a trend. But it's asking me to click here to learn more, which I'm going to open. And wow. So at this time, Application Insights Analytics was able to use machine learning algorithms and pattern detection on top of the exception that it was seeing. It applied all that smarts and figured out that you have two trends of this exceptions coming through. Here is the one without the pattern, and here is the one with the pattern. And guess what? It even called out the reason for that pattern. You have exception coming from Singapore, from this client IP address, and from this location.
So these were really, looks like requests coming from one IP address in Singapore that were causing the exception. But otherwise, the trend was normal.
Yep. Otherwise, right. Our exception trend was very low. And suddenly, we got a flurry of requests coming from this IP from Singapore that's causing all this noise.
And this we could never figure out just by looking at the code.
Nope.
And this is where the power of analytics really helps. Not only can it just do plotting of charts, but also can do the next level deeper analysis into what's going on behind the data.
Yep. Okay. And I didn't have to do anything. I just ran the query. Again, it used machine learning and pattern recognition and analyzed that data and was able to produce the most probable root cause for this exception.
Okay. We can block that IP for now. while we figure out what's going on from there.
I think you should definitely do that.
So coming back to this, I happen to notice the performance, the server response time, it's almost a second. And you know, we don't even have a lot of load. We haven't even launched the app. So should we be concerned? Can we go figure out what's slowing it down?
I agree with you. I think we should make sure we don't have any performance bottlenecks before our launch. And for that, I'm going to use another feature, another tool that comes with Application Insights, the Application Insights Profiler. Now, let me just see some of the recent data that it has collected. And here, it looks at my most time-consuming operations out of the box. And it has told me that these are some of my slowest operations. Post-loan index is that page where customers actually come and submit their loan requests, and then they walk away. I do not want them to walk away when and make that our site is taking so long to respond, right? We definitely have to fix that. So the average response time is 773 milliseconds. That's OK, but 4 seconds, no.
That's slow.
So let's jump in and look at what.
What are we looking at?
So here, we're looking at the 99th percentile, which could be an outlier. So I'm going to jump into the 95th percentile of the responses coming from that. And there it is. Application Insights Profiler was able to identify the hot path of this request. So it highlights the hot path. And it tells me 66% of the time in this request is spent blocked or waiting for my MongoDB server to respond. So as you know, looks like we have some slow database problems impacting our web server. And if I need to go and fix this and make our app perform better, I think we got to go and spend some time fixing our backend and our databases.
So this is a code level profiler that collects samples and lets you go look at the hot path where your code is blocked.
Basically. Yes.
What are the operations where it's getting slowed down?
And without impacting my production server at all.
Okay. Great. So now we looked at a lot of things. We looked at how to debug an exception in Visual Studio. We looked at how to do analytics to understand how issues in the code affect the overall application. We looked at performance profiling. Now, do we have anything for our from our operational point of view and to look at the infrastructure?
Absolutely. So speaking of end-to-end visibility, obviously, this big app has a lot of pieces, the application tier as well as the infrastructure tier, right? So here is a dashboard, because the dashboards are shareable. Here is a dashboard that our ops teams has shared with me. Right, and they call it the Contoso Infra, and I have customized it just to view the things that I am interested in. So as you can see here, there are a set of interesting tiles. This, because our ops team uses OMS for our operation management suite for all their management, security, and log analytic purposes, I have some tiles, summary tiles coming from those. So these are OMS solutions. One is for system update assessment, one is for change tracking, and more. But there is one tool that's very interesting to us in this context too, because again, going back to your point, sometimes it's the infrastructure that's probably led to an issue and probably not the developer's code.
Right.
So let's use a tool to look at one of such scenarios. So Service Map is another tool I want to talk to you about. Remember a few minutes ago, we spoke about application map, which gives me an application topology view of how my application level components are talking to each other and how they're transacting with each other. Service map is such a tool that actually does it from the infrastructure side. So service map helps you see, it gives you a topological view of how your servers or virtual machines are interacting with other virtual machines. And it does so by installing a service map agent on these servers that scans through all your application services or processes running on them. And it also looks at the TCP connections between these servers. By using all that, it's able to plot an infrastructure topology map indicating the connections between your servers. And here I have an IIS server talking to a backend application server. The backend server is more interesting to me, so I'm going to drill in to look at all the connections and the map it can show me. So
is this a Linux server? Windows server talking to a Linux server?
Exactly. So we have an IIS server here, and it's talking to a Tomcat server, a Linux server, and that is writing data to my MySQL backend server. Now, this tool, actually, remember we spoke about a set of legacy services that I lifted and shifted to Azure, and I have Service Map installed on them. Now it's tracking all the transactions across them live in Azure for us. Now, I was told that earlier this morning, there was some issue that was impacting our legacy application and our users got impacted. And they said it started happening earlier this morning. So let me rewind, pick a time early, maybe 4 a.m., and let's see what Service Map was able to tell me about it.
So is that the dependency map from the past?
Exactly. So I was able to rewind and look at all the information that Service Map has been able to pull from Log Analytics, because, again, my team is using OMS Log Analytics. It was able to correlate all that information, and it can look at what went wrong at that time. Turns out, at that time, I have had a few alerts. And, of course, they are high CPU alerts, which means something is happening. Switching over to the Performance tab, I can see that my CPU was pegging. My memory was high too, so definitely something happened continuously for a while. And Service Map integrates with change tracking from OMS. And jumping on that, I see that a backup package was probably installed by someone at that time. Now, that could be the cause of this problem, because we did not do anything in the application, right? But let's make sure. For that, I'm going to jump into log events, or the logs that were collected by OMS Log Analytics. And I have a set of few performance queries. So I'm going to look at the one related to this app server. I'm going to pick one of my queries here. So here is a query to look at the top 5 processes that are responsible for high CPU between 4 and 4:30 a.m. And here it is. Log Analytics told me that backup.pl is the process that was kicking in between 4 and 4:30, and it was pegging my CPU.
So I don't know who writes a backup process in Perl, but we should probably block it.
Yeah, we should talk to our IT administrator to do something about this.
Yeah.
Right.
OK, let's go back now. So we looked at how to debug app issues, how to get more insight into the infrastructure, Service Map, to see the dependencies, really look at a single VM level, what's going on. Now, when we launch our app, so that's great. When we launch our app, we expect a lot of load. How do we set this up to scale?
Well, the ability to scale out or scale in based on your business needs is the promise of the cloud, right? And you can use Azure Auto Scale service to actually scale your app based on your business needs. So Azure Auto Scale is a service that allows you to scale your web applications or even your cloud services based on your traffic or some metrics, or based on a recurring schedule. Now here I have Auto Scale. It's readily available from the Monitor tab. And I have Auto Scale configured on my backend web API. So here is my Auto Scale setting, right? And I can add any number of rules to scale this web application. One of them could be based on high CPU, right? Or high incoming requests. But a new feature that we can leverage in Contoso loans is the ability to scale by any application inside metrics. This means I can now choose any application level metric, including custom metrics such as the number of loan applications coming through. Here I have one called loan submissions, and add that to scale my web server.
Can we get notified when a scale event happens?
Absolutely. So not just for scale events, but for pretty much all the events and metrics happening, any alerts happening, you can use the Azure Alerts to get notified. So switching over, here is Azure Alerts, again, readily available. And you can see that you can create alerts on metrics, events, and all sort of things. So if it is a metric from a platform level or at an application level, you can create an alert on it. And here is an alert on activity log that I can create. Remember, we spoke about deployments earlier. So now I can create an alert to get notified when there is a deployment failure. Or even better, I can get notified when an autoscale event happens. And I can get notified using SMS, email, or webhook. Here, because my team uses Slack, here is a view in our Slack application, Slack channel, where I have a Logic App alert triggering and letting them take some action on it. Last but not least, all these alerts can also be tracked from the new Azure mobile app on my phone. Now, I want to go back to Scott Hanselman's scenario. Imagine you are having dinner with your family at Chili's. You probably get a notification on your Azure mobile app that says, hey, I have a lot of incoming loan requests hitting my app. But you don't have to worry about it. Guess what? You're going to get another notification from AutoScale that it scaled and took care of it. So you don't want to do a Cloud Shell debugging right there with your family.
Good. I'm sure you like that. can we go back now? So we looked at how to set up a scale, how to detect and diagnose issues. When we launch the app, we want to know how users or customers are experiencing the app. So can we get visibility into that, the user experience?
Yes.
User engagement and experience?
So this is a place where, again, Application Insights comes and helps you. So Application Insights goes beyond just doing application performance management. Using the new feature, Usage Analytics, in Application Insights, again, by the virtue of the fact that you are using Application Insights, you get it right off the bat without having to write any line of code or without having to configure anything. So you get usage analytics to get insights into the user base and the usage of your app. Now here I'm looking at the users interacting with our application over time. I get some instant analytics right under it. For example, here I am looking at the split by country and region. In fact, let's see what happens if I filter it to show me usage or users by country over time. So here you can see recently we have been getting some users from Canada. That's good for you. We've been getting some users from Brazil, and those malicious users hitting us from Singapore that we need to block, right? And it gives me a bunch of insights right off the bat here. For example, 64% of the people have clicked submit. That's good loan incoming rate for us. 39% of the events, 28,000 custom events, but 39% of it comes from United States.
So these are done automatically through pattern match recognition, clustering, basically.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
If I scroll below, I also get samples of users captured here. In fact, let's dive in. And here, it shows what these users are doing when they arrive at our app.
So this is a single user, what they did, a sample of that. I mean, that one particular user.
This is one particular user and what they did. In fact, looks like they have submitted a few loan applications. We kind of get an idea of how they're spending their time in our applications, and we can figure out patterns.
So there's a problem. You can use some of the samples to dig into understand what people do.
Exactly.
That's probably creating that
and
bad experience.
This is something we can share with our product managers too.
Great. So what else can we do?
Well, let's ask Azure Advisor. So Azure Advisor is a service that actually scans through all my workloads and comes up with a set of recommendations, namely in the category of high availability, security, performance, and cost. Let's look at security, Shiva, but I'm pretty sure you're interested in that one. Here, it gave me a bunch of security-related recommendations, and turns out we have to configure firewall and application, firewall, etc. right? So I can do that right from here. I'm also interested in cost recommendation because obviously we want to save some money. We do have some VMs and some recommendations on that. It's calculating. And it's telling me that I could be saving $300+ a month if I either resize this VM or perhaps shut it down if I'm not using it. So that way, we can leverage some of these recommendations from Azure Advisor and optimize the usage of our app, optimize usage of Azure resources, and be more secure, be more reliable, highly available, and cost optimized.
Well, that's great. If I'm new to Azure, how do I get started with all of this?
Well, I showed you a few things earlier, which is, here, I am in my Azure portal again. And by default, you can open the Monitor tab and find all the related features for monitoring all in one place. You can go from Activity Log to Alerts to Autoscale, Application Insights, and to your management solutions just from one place. Now, if you are new to Application Insights and if you have never used it, but you're using Visual Studio to build your applications, you can just go and right-click and configure Application Insights. It's easy. And finally, if you have been using, if you are interested in using the analytics, sorry, the insights and analytics or the solutions
from OMS,
you can just go to the marketplace and search for monitoring and management. And you'll see a bunch of solutions. And here, insights plus analytics is all you need to get hold of, to use Service Map, Network Performance Monitor, Log Analytics, and everything.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ashwin. So I'm going to switch back to the demo, my slides, sorry. Now, we showed a lot of stuff. Given the extent of, we want to cover breadth of all the capabilities available to monitor end-to-end, full-stack monitoring. So here's what we did. We started with the overall health check, starting from the dashboards, looking at the Azure Monitor, looking at the activity log, and then looking at the live metrics, to understand how your app is doing. Then we spent more time digging into the app itself. We debugged a code issue. We looked at used the analytics to look at how exceptions in your code impact end customers, right? Doing queries on the telemetry data. And then we looked at how to use the profiler to optimize the performance of your app. And then we switched over kind of to the infrastructure view and looked at the components that are my legacy components running on VMs and looked at use service map to understand the dependency and understand how external things like that backup process could affect the performance of your app. So you were able to quickly get into that view and really understand what's going on. And log analytics, once again, to dig in deeper to understand, dig at the next level deeper to query the logs and really understand, narrow down to the which process that was causing the problem. And then we kind of bubbled up and looked at how to do auto-scaling, not just based on any static data or just time, but looking at really the application custom metric, right, and set up alerts. And then we looked at, well, what's the impact of to users? Can we really dig into how users are using the app? And then lastly, Azure Security Advisor gave us some tips on how to address security issues and also cost. So there's a lot of capability here, we had to kind of, hopefully we covered in enough depth that we give you an idea of what's there. And lastly, we also looked at how to get started. We have some links in the end to point you at the right information for you to follow up. Now, let me invite Matthew Park from Signium. He's agreed to join us on stage and talk about how his organization uses the tools I showed you.
Yeah, thank you, Shiva. So about 2 years ago, our Signium Technologies was completely an on-premises company. So we had a couple data centers and a lot of infrastructure. Over the past 2 years, really over the first year there, for about a year we've been totally in Azure. So 90% of our infrastructure today is in Azure, with a little bit being on-premises still, some of our call center offerings, and a little bit of it running in AWS. So we've done a lot of due diligence trying to find a monitoring solution that helps us tie all of this together. So we do a lot of different things, just like any startup running inside of a large enterprise does, right? So our basic mission is to simplify business processes. We do that from selling insurance to call centers to just lifecycle management of the whole business process. We were looking for something that would allow us to continually innovate, but also provide that accelerated feedback loop back to developers so that we can make quick changes, fail fast, and move forward, and really adopt the DevOps culture in a more effective way. So as we've done that, we used a lot of different monitoring things. We had a full solution on-premises that we broke when we move everything to the cloud. Then we've made some acquisitions, and they had different things. So we really had no good way to tie all of this together until we started deploying Application Insights and Operations Management Suite and Log Analytics. And over the past couple of years, that's allowed us to have this beautiful story. Right, and our migration was one of lift and shift. So we took these VMs that we had on premises, we shoved them in the cloud, and we said, done, right? But then we started on this path of refactoring and rewriting our applications for containerization and for platform as a service. And as we did that, we made heavy use of Service Map to figure out what these legacy applications were doing, what dependencies do we have, especially some of the ones that were written 10 years ago that we haven't broken open in a while. So Service Map was great for us there. Now as we're moving into containers and Kubernetes and we're refactoring these applications, OMS is beautiful. It's the easiest thing to deploy in an orchestrator like Kubernetes. And the amazing thing is that we've extended that capability into AWS. So we're now beginning to monitor our AWS infrastructure with OMS so that we're tying everything back together. The business and developers and operations and management can all see what we're doing, how we're doing it, in one place. They can go into Azure, they can look at the dashboard, and we can provide them the performance of AWS. So it's really a beautiful solution. And it's allowed us to secure, like you saw in the demo, we've used Azure Advisor really heavily lately, as well as Application Map for our cloud-first applications that we've developed. So overall, I think that it has really improved our workflow, improved our applications, and we're excited to see the roadmap.
Good. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For your time. Matthew will be here. Matthew has agreed to stay behind for a little bit, so if you have questions, you can talk to a customer directly as well. We thought that you'll find that helpful. So I'll talk a little bit about where we're headed. I showed a lot of stuff. What's our roadmap? What's our vision looking forward, right? Think of these time frame as rest of this calendar year, right? These are the pillars of investment where we're going to focus on. First is really, I showed a lot of services. I showed App Insights. I showed various OMS pieces, but there's work for us to do. They all came from different parts of the organization. Even though they can be integrated, they do integrate, they can be integrated, there's a lot more we can do to make that experience very smooth, cohesive, really tight integration. That's going to be a major area of investment. Really tie those services together in Azure. So you have one way to create, define, and manage alerts. You have one way to do log search and analytics. You have one way to deal with metrics. So all of that becomes one cohesive experience integrated into Azure Monitor. So that's what's going to be our top priority, right? We showed a lot of stuff. We have a lot of capabilities, but we really need to make it tight and simple to use for you, right? A lot simpler. Second is, Ashwin showed a little bit about the analytics platform, the machine learning capabilities. We're making a lot of investment in that, in analytics. We believe the deep value we can provide you is through the data, giving all that power of the data, being able to retrieve, answer your questions from the data easily for you. So we'll have one store. What we're working towards is a single analytics store for all your, not just your monitoring data, but also all the management data, your change tracking, backup recovery. All of that data is going to be in one store. So you can do that querying, visualization, machine learning, take advantage of machine learning capabilities. Scale and complexity is always something we keep in mind as we design features. Application architectures are getting more and more sophisticated with microservices, containers, et cetera. So that's always something we keep in mind. And the last thing, what I mean by value to business is helping you define and manage things like SLAs, KPIs, and get more insight into how users are actually impacted or using your app so you can tie it back to that business value, right? So that's our kind of the major areas we look at as we plan our next set of releases. Now, we showed you a lot of monitoring services we built at Microsoft, right? But we also realized that you have existing investments, maybe in some of the tools, some of the companies shown here. We welcome that. So if you happen to use any of those tools or products from those companies, Azure is an open system, right? We will support you, right? Just as well as we support our first-party tools. Okay, so that's something we always strive to do better and better at. So if any topic that Ashwin showed you, Ashwin and I talked about, interests you, there were many sessions, especially on the features that were just announced at Build. For example, if you're interested in cloud debugging and profiling, there's a very good session, the first one, that was done on the first day. You can watch it online. There's also sessions on the analytics pieces that we quickly walked through. If you're interested in that, those are also recorded. And there are more sessions, overview sessions, across the breadth of capabilities that we showed. So hopefully, you know, if you're interested, it's all there for you, for your benefit. So in summary, we looked at how to get end-to-end visibility across application and infrastructure. We looked at how to do continuous monitoring across the DevOps lifecycle, and how to get deeper insights with analytics. And here are some links for you if you're interested in getting started. Now, all the services I showed, you can start for free. So we give sufficient quota for you to use it meaningfully without having to pay us and really get a taste of how they work. Those are the links there to watch the videos. The channel line will have. And also, I did a blog post on Wednesday announcing all the capabilities we just talked about. So that concludes our session. We can take a couple of questions here, and then we'll stay around to as long as you know you'd like us to.